Qantas has given the green light for flights to take off from London. Earlier this morning, passengers were stranded as flights were cancelled or delayed for more than 10 hours because of a new threat from volcanic ash. Airlines are putting on extra flights and using larger planes to try to clear the backlog after almost a week of travel chaos. Former Prime Ministers Bob Hawke and John Howard have finally faced off in a debate 23 years after they went head-to-head in a federal election. But despite being old political enemies, they were more like old friends last night. The former leaders agreed on a wide range of issues, with both sharing the view that state governments should be abolished. The federal government is believed to have abandoned plans to introduce a revamped home insulation scheme later this year. The government had to scrap its original scheme in February after four deaths were linked to the program. And tributes are flowing for the former head of the International Olympic Committee, Juan Antonio Samaranch. The 89-year-old died in a Barcelona hospital after suffering from heart problems. IOC President Jacques Rog has praised his predecessor for leaving a powerful legacy after 21 years in the top job. We'll have more news updates throughout the day.